CPR 101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. I'm talking with my guest, Dr. Angela Gardner. She's the past president of the American College of Emergency Physicians, and we're talking about spring break. It can be fun, but it can also be deadly. A lot of these resorts are marketing to kids unlimited drinking. It's the combination of sun, the beach, foreign countries, and alcohol. With college-aged kids, which many of which are still teenagers, 18 and 19, older adolescents, and we know how well their judgment is, even without being intoxicated. Now imagine, add a lot of alcohol to that, and it's a recipe for disaster. I mean, it's hard to get kids to listen. I mean, they're invincible, right, Dr. Gardner? So they keep thinking, it's not going to happen to me. But they really have to be taught to be wary of it.
Well, that's true. And all teenagers think that nothing bad can ever happen to them or anyone they know. And I think one of the things that parents can do is actually have a conversation with their children about safety on spring break. And by that, I mean more than just saying, be safe out there. People need to actually have conversations with their children where they say, listen, there's a couple things I want you to know. I would never advocate that you drink because you're underage. But if you do, please know that you can always call me for a ride home if they're in the same town. Or Please know that if you drink more than a drink an hour, you're going to get drunk, and that's not safe. Just simple, very concrete things. Always carry your cell phone. Never set a drink down and then come back to it, et cetera, et cetera. That seem common sense to adults may not be common sense to our children.
Right. Kids don't realize, excuse me, and setting a drink down, you know, there are these instances of, you know, predatory drugs, you know. So that's another thing I think it's important to tell kids. If you take one or two sips of a drink, you've set it down and then you drink again and you haven't even finished that first drink and you are really feeling woozy, confused, slurred speech, can't stand up, something is in that drink. So what do you recommend, that kids maybe seek medical help right away then? Or
well, I would actually advocate the buddy system. So have a buddy, someone that you trust, who hopefully is sober, that you can say, look, am I okay? Someone to give you a sense of whether you're drunk or not, because you, as the imbiber, won't always know whether you are or not. And in fact, that's where judgment fails a lot of times.
Yeah, no, it's true. And over and over again, try and tell your kids, you know, stay on the resort, always travel with someone else. I think that's key too. You know, it's appealing. I saw a statistic where, you know, it's appealing. They're in a foreign country. Some of the kids feel like, oh, nobody knows them there. They can sort of let loose. There's this, you know, idea of this, you know, you can let loose, get wild, and things will be fine. But most of the people, a statistic I read or a survey said most of the girls regretted the things that they couldn't remember doing, that they saw pictures later of themselves doing. And, you know, it isn't just also these pictures and feeling foolish. Those things can follow you the rest of your life. You know, rape is common in these places. And then, you know, fatal injuries. You hear about people falling off balconies, right?
Well, that's true, or falling into the water. And just as lethal as being drunk is actually being hungover, especially for people who are at a resort, for instance, and want to go diving and don't tell the instructor that they're actually hungover. Their judgment may be impaired even after consuming alcohol.
Oh, that's an interesting point, and a good point. And the other thing is, there's also fights, you know, you see this stuff on the internet of kids, you know, involved in fights and things on the beach and fights at these resorts. So there's injuries related to that.
Yeah, certainly. And all kinds of trauma that largely is unintentional. So people need to know what their insurance is. And then, you know, there are certain numbers of kids who have asthma or seizures or baseline medical problems that think they don't need to take their medications while they're on vacation. And that, too, can land them in an emergency department.
Oh, that's a good point. And the other thing is, you know, crime in a lot of these places, you don't think about, but robberies and things like that, people advocate even going to groups if you're, you know, using an ATM so someone can look out, you know, while you're withdrawing the cash, because crime is a big issue in some of these places and foreign countries, too.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and there are some tips. You can go to the State Department, and there's a Smart Travelers program that I think you can enroll or download. I think they have an app, too, that gives you safety tips, and it lets the State Department contact you in case of a family emergency, or they'll notify you if there's a crisis near where you're going. So I think that's a good thing for parents to do, to check on the website, the federal website of the State Department for this program. I believe it's called STEP, Smart Traveler Enrollment Program, which I think might ease parents' concern a little bit, especially.
That is a great idea. The other thing that parents need to talk to their children about is paper backup. I know that it sounds old-fashioned to kids, and they will roll their eyes, certainly, when you suggest this. But having a paper backup of a boarding pass or your itinerary is a good idea. For the reasons we were talking about earlier in this segment, a cell phone can be lost. And then if your mobile boarding pass is on the cell phone, you then have no way to get home.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. For all of us traveling, I think that's a very important point. And frank discussion with your kids, I think, is important, too. You sort of can't beat around the bush. That was good advice that you had for us to talk specifically about things. You know, maybe go to the web and show them how ridiculous kids look when they're intoxicated and being filmed with viral video. Because it's true, once something's on the web, it's almost like sexting too, right? You know, once something gets put out there on the web, it can follow you when you're doing your, you know, graduate school applications if you're already in college and things like that. And kids don't think about that either.
Oh, it does. It follows you forever. And much more so, I think, than when I was younger because of the web. There are things, too, that kids don't think about that seem minor compared to alcohol poisoning and trauma-related accidents, but they are important as well. And that is to wear sunscreen or clothing if you're out in the sun, because we have seen kids so badly sunburned on their first day that they don't enjoy the rest of their vacation.
Yeah, that's a good point. I remember being 16 years old and that happening to me, getting sun poisoning very badly when I was at the beach staying at a friend's house. So that is a very good point because, you know, depending on how bad the burn is, it can be classified. I believe they classified mine almost as a second degree burn because of all the blistering and things like that, partial thickness.
Right.
So that's a good point.
And people can require IV fluids, and that it's just not a pleasant way to spend your spring break.
No, that's a good point. And also heat stroke, I think, you know, we just have a minute left, but drinking alcohol and being in the sun, there's a potential for heat stroke with that too, right?
That's correct. And so, you know, need to be careful to stay hydrated, drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and generally take care of your health and well-being.
Yeah, I think those are very important points for us to make to our kids. So talk to your kids and let them know exactly what they need to watch out for spring break. I want to thank my guest, Dr. Angela Gardner, for being here and giving us a lot of good information on tips on how to keep spring break safe for everyone.